When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Congratulations. Already a big $500 winner this morning. We're just getting started. If you want tickets to Just Like Heaven or would like to join us at the Endless Summer Kegger, you'll have those chances throughout the morning today. And all you got to do is keep listening and, you know, keep the show on. You can listen on the app, listen on the go, whatever, or on the radio like the good Lord intended. A lot of people have a lot of thoughts about the way we do Ali Knows the News here and this whole... I was trying to get better contestants, so I tried to challenge Johnny and Vanessa to find better people to call and play. And I said, if they're able to find someone that I can actually beat Ali, I will buy them breakfast. This guy's got a theory about that as well.
Fine. I'm on your side here. I'm trying to help you out. I feel like you need to tell the Chicken Coop that if they can't bet the contestants for Ali Knows the News good enough, then they owe you guys breakfast, including Jake.
So this guy's theory is that if...
I couldn't hear him at the end there, including somebody, but we'll never know.
We'll never know who gets breakfast.
Yeah, even me.
I don't think so. His phone broke up. We got some beans in here. You can take them. But the point is, he's saying that maybe that's the bet, right? If they get good contestants that beat you, I buy them breakfast. If they get bad contestants that crumble under the pressure, they buy us breakfast.
Yeah, they're going to go broke.
I know. But today, it's a breakfast day. So happy Friday. Let's order some breakfast. And last time, though, it got out of control because no one could agree. And next thing I knew, there was like four different places bringing food here.
Vanessa wanted a bagel sandwich type thing. Yeah, and Johnny wanted a smoothie. And then Jake was randomly saying he wanted corn dogs.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so we're not doing that again. Just pick a normal breakfast place.
Nothing like a 7:30 corn dog.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good.
Weirdest collection of people ever. It's like, I thought this was Allie's like pregnancy craving wish list. And
I would eat all those things,
she's like,
by
no,
the way.
No. That's Jake wants a corn dog. We can't find anyone to bring one here.
Too.
We're not doing corn dogs. I'm sorry. And Johnny, I don't know where all of a sudden you got this bougie appetite where you'll only order from Erewhon or wherever the hell
it's not Erewhon. It's Earth Bar.
Whatever,
it's right,
dude.
Across the street.
We're not. Just a regular good old fashioned. Just find a normal goddamn breakfast like Vanessa gets.
A breakfast smoothie?
Like a breakfast sandwich.
So what, you want us to order from like IHOP or something?
Great. Einstein's Bagels down the street?
Sure, great. Last time I think the thing cost me more than Allie lost. I think Allie lost $100. I think I paid out $107 to get all this food here.
Because the smoothies are like $20.
Yeah. And we're not doing that again. I'm sorry.
All right.
Rules?
Corn dogs are cheap.
Those aren't the rules.
You know what? Jake's right. We're just getting corn dogs from now on.
Damn it.
That's it.
Everyone's getting corn dogs.
Corn dog Fridays.
I'm kind of bummed out. I don't know. Allie, do you think you say I'm not emotional of a person? I don't have a heart and stuff. I mean, you say I have a heart. I'm a good person, but I lack emotion.
You're not emotional for certain things. Yes, but you are a pussy.
A couple people tipped me off. Thank you for saying that. A couple people tipped me off yesterday to a bar that has been in Southern California for almost 30 years and a place that I've had a lot of fond memories at, including the place I met my wife at.
And Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E.
Wasn't
Cheese.
Wasn't that a preschool?
That was a playground.
It was a bar called...
Gymboree.
It's the juice bar at my gym. And you're all wrong.
I gave her first apple juice.
There's a bar on La Cienega that's been there for a long-ass time called the Belmont. And apparently it is now doing, unfortunately, what a lot of places are doing, which is shutting down. And I don't know. They didn't explain the reason. I'm sure it's because rents got expensive or business hasn't been good, I guess. It had been around forever. It was one of the first places, just because it was near where I first lived when I moved here, that it was my go-to, if not.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nothing else panned out. If there was no, that was always a place that, go, the amount of football I watched in that place on Sundays and the amount of times I had been rejected by women there, but many fond memories at a bar that I also had not been to in a long time.
Except well, then that's probably why.
Except I did, well, I live on the other side of the hill, so the odds of me going over the canyon for a drink is just rare. But I did go back there, and I feel like it was the final nail in the coffin. This past year, July was a significant, and it was like the anniversary of, I think, 20 years since I met my wife at that bar.
Whoa. That's a long time.
Met her in 2006 in July at that bar, and we went back there and had a drink. And the bartender there, coincidentally, and this is going to be a real throwback to anyone who's been listening to the show, but the bartender there apparently was the husband of the woman that won the rap contest and came on stage with Limp Bizkit and us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was the same bartender from 20 years ago.
No, that guy's long dead.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, hey, I know you. And I was like, oh, yeah, fan of the show? He goes, no. But you gave my wife an opportunity to go on stage and rap with Limp Bizkit.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Like,
that's crazy.
Did he give you for a drink?
I think he did. I think he did comp our drinks, yeah.
Which and that was nice. The nail in the coffin.
And I said, those final two drinks is what made them not be able to pay rent. But I found myself getting strangely emotional. And I know that everyone's got a place that maybe is like, was their go-to, is their go-to. And even if you haven't been there in years, it's something nice to know it's open. Nice to know you could go back to it if you wanted to.
You know, I don't want to distract you with math, but 20 years ago, I don't think your wife would have been old enough to drink.
Yep, that's right.
That is. You met her in a bar.
My math is wrong. It was probably 17 years ago, okay, or something. But and to be completely honest, I met her 2 days after her 21st birthday.
Oh, okay.
So the answer is she was.
For you. That's a classic thing to do.
I just was sitting there with a stopwatch going, and go. We're
she's on the Belmont. Go.
That's
tragic, though, when a place that you have an emotional connection with has, you know, closed down. There are a few places like that for us that we used to frequent, and then you get those, like, you know, little pop-ups that say this place is closing after, you know, 50, 70 years, and you feel like a little part of you dies.
When I left L.A. for a period, when we moved up to San Francisco to start that show, I had my leaving L.A. party at the Belmont as well. Oh. So, like, I had, that was like, as I said, if I needed to do anything, that was the place. And a lot of people, I was just reading some of the many comments, and it was a lot of people's like, oh, I remember first moving to L.A., this was the first, because it was one of those places, it wasn't like you needed to know someone to get in, you didn't have to have 9 names to drop at the door, they didn't try to convince you, oh, you got to buy 6 bottles, it was just a place you could just go and hang out, and it's sad because it's
a common story.
But we've all had a place that we were like, and we're part of the problem because you go, oh, I used to go there all the time, and you go, yeah, well, that's the issue. It's like people that tell us.
They're like, where the hell were you?
You work at K-Rock? I used to listen to that every day. I go, well, where the hell? We're still here.
Right.
Where the hell have you been?
But you know what? There are a few places that I know of that have closed down and I was sad. And then they reopened or they were saved. And think about Cole's Friendship, like those places that they say we're going to close down. And then all of a sudden all these people flood to that place and keep it afloat. So you can be one of those people.
It's funny. I guess the guy who's running it or someone put out a message yesterday, a video on Instagram. And they said, we're not going to go quietly into the night, but we're basically our last day. It's the end of August, so if you'd like to stop by and have one last drink, and I'm thinking to myself, is this one of those things where
it's a cry for help.
This is really not we're closing, but let's go ahead and figure out if we can boost the sales and all of a sudden, you know, stay alive. I couldn't imagine what the rent costs. I mean, even I just know what the rent is on apartments here is crazy. For these businesses...
Well, a lot of those businesses, even if they're full, they're not even making money.
Right, and the restaurant business is terrible. Now all these people aren't drinking anymore. So it sucks.
I think that's a big part of it.
Running
too.
A bar.
To get a bunch of soju cocktails in there.
Yeah, yeah. All those hipstery weird dry drinks.
Dirty Allie's, sodas.
Allie, I think the real problem, Allie, is that you're not you're pregnant. You're not drinking anymore.
And as soon as this baby gets out of here, I will frequent every single bar in this area.
So for anyone who's lost a place, thoughts with you this morning, and a moment of silence for that. We come back in a moment. When we return. We have your news to get to, then a brand new hour of the show, complete with the finals for the Dumb Off. People are very excited for the Dumb Off finals today. Someone is going to wear the sash of stupidity, and we have those tickets for you to join us at our Endless Summer Kegger happening in mere moments here on K-Rock.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.